experienced several delays. And if you look at the number of delays from about 6 o'clock this morning, right around 33 delays, ramped up to about 700, if not a little bit more than that, at about 9 o'clock due to this outage. American says that it's because of a vendor technical issue that actually prevented the release of certain flights.
There is still time, but not much of it if you're trying to buy those last-minute holiday gifts.
It's been crazy. The last few days here have been totally bonkers.
She owns a store in Royal Oak, Michigan. This man is a last-minute shopper, and he's totally at ease with the situation.
But I mean, like, most of the time, I feel like I am a little bit of a procrastinator.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will vigorously pursue the death penalty, posting that he will protect Americans from violent rapists, murderers, and monsters.
He vowed to direct his Department of Justice to seek harsher penalties for people who commit these types of crimes, again drawing daylight between him and Joe Biden in terms of how tough he is or can be on crime.
CBS historian Small says the president-elect's statement comes one day after President Biden commuted the sentences of 37 out of 40 federal inmates on death row, converting them to life in prison without parole. President Biden has vetoed a bill that would have added dozens of federal judges to understaffed courts nationwide. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest.
The president's veto could be overruled, but that would take a two-thirds majority both in the House and the Senate. When this legislation came up for a vote in the House, they didn't have that threshold of votes. So the president here saying that this is my veto. He said he was going to do as much when the legislation passed.
Top Democrats on the House accused House Republicans of breaking a promise to approve the bill before anyone knew who was going to be the next president. Instead, the bill was put to a vote after Donald Trump won the election. In Paris, Christmas Eve Mass at the recently renovated and reopened Notre Dame Cathedral. This was the first Christmas Mass since the historic landmark suffered catastrophic damage during a fire 5.5 years ago. And on Wall Street, a shortened day of trading, the Dow gained 390 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite a pause, Mount Pleasant Village officials remain confident about the Microsoft project. The company has temporarily halted construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they want to refine the design. Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating the distribution of plastic bags containing hate speech materials. Authorities are seeking more information through video cameras. In a recent court case in Kenosha, a man charged with doing something similar had those charges dismissed on First Amendment grounds. And many municipalities won't be picking up garbage on Christmas Day. Cities like Racine and Kenosha will be adjusting their pickup schedules. You can check each municipality's website for more. Government buildings will also be closed for the holiday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hasn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard giving the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Dame and Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. Have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
But comfortable today with high temperatures above freezing hitting the mid-30s. We fall slightly below freezing overnight tonight and for tomorrow, 40. It'll be an overcast and cloudy day, and it stays that way all weekend long. As a small chance of freezing drizzle lifts through Thursday morning and turns to regular rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits and some Christmas classics too. WRJN. We're gonna have some Christmas music sprinkled in here throughout the afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me. Merry Christmas. Here's the Guess Who, These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. We'll be right back.
to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas from your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up this past weekend's box office numbers for us. Brett?
It's going to be a wonderful holiday season at the movies. This past week, the top five went like this. Homestead, the new release from Angel Studios, took in $6 million. At number four, it was the movie that's been number one for the past three weekends. Moana 2 took in $13.1 million. And was just barely edged out by Wicked, which came in at number three with $13.5 million. Heading into the weekend, we expected a battle between the two newcomers of Mufasa the Lion King and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. One of the two movies ended up running away with the box office. Mufasa the Lion King came in second with $35 million, while Sonic the Hedgehog 3 came in at $62 million to take the box office crown. The Sonic the Hedgehog series has now positioned itself as one of the most popular video game franchises of all time. You can expect that both of these movies will play strong throughout the next few weeks, in addition to the new movies that are being released, including Nosferatu, A Complete Unknown, Baby Girl, and The Fire Inside. There are so many great movies available to go see during this holiday season. Pick a few out and go have a great time at the movies.
Hi, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor receipt craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/
hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
My eyes, tell me what it is.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You have your eggnog all poured, y'all ready to go? Let's see what Santa's forecast looks like for tonight. Mostly cloudy around here and a low of 29. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy and 38. And then Thursday, cloudy and 42. radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company has temporarily halted construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. The company says they need to refine the design. Despite the pause, village officials remain confident that the overall scope and nature of the project will not be affected. The first phase is still on track to start operations next year. The tech giant has talked about a $3 billion investment and over 2,500 construction jobs. 5.5 million people, including many around here, were impacted by that Ascension Health hack earlier this year. It's now reported that the data breach impacted millions and involved the theft of sensitive data, including social security numbers, birthdays, and driver's license numbers. Despite the large number of people impacted, only around 500 have reported ID theft. And on this Christmas Eve, we'll remind you about holiday trash. Most municipalities aren't picking up garbage tomorrow. In the city of Racine, your pickup day will be shifted going ahead. In the city of Kenosha, the pickup will be pushed back, with Saturday operations running for the Friday people. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy but comfortable today with high temperatures above freezing hitting the mid-30s. We fall slightly below freezing overnight tonight and for tomorrow, 40. It'll be an overcast and cloudy day and it stays that way all weekend long. As a small chance of freezing drizzle lifts through Thursday morning and turns to regular rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've been a very good boy this year. Very good boy this year. But does this sound fishy to you? I sent my email to Santa and I got one back saying that Santa is stuck in Nigeria and he needs my bank account number.
Everybody loves a mom, so why don't you?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire Civic Media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
WRJN. Happy, 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 happy holidays.
Treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Timeless hits WRJN. And anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
Teddy is my elder child, and usually when we speak, you're in San Francisco, but I'm so happy to have you home for the holidays.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. So you were telling me off the air. Actually, there's two bits of space news we need to talk about. One is that a couple of people who were not expecting to spend the holidays in space are...
Mm-hmm.
And the other one has to do with the sun, and I didn't understand that one. So where do you want to start?
All right. Well, we can give a brief update about our favorite stranded astronauts, Butch and Sonny. They, of course, have been on the space station since Boeing left them stuck up there.
Right.
They have since been rescued in a sense, but their ride home wasn't expected to come back until February. But that has now been pushed back to late March. So they are going to be spending now in total nearly an entire year in space.
And it was supposed to be like, what, 9 days or something
like
that?
Yeah, a week.
A week, yeah.
So much so that they weren't even originally sent up there without a change of clothes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Again, I've said this before. I can't imagine what the smell is like up there.
It's about probably the worst gym locker room you've ever been in.
All right. All right. So they're going to be up there till March. And you're going to tell me something about the sun, too.
Yes. So we have a bit of a lovely Christmas adventure out in space for the Parker Solar Probe.
Okay.
Yes. It is the first ever spacecraft named after a living person.
Oh.
And it was named after very important solar scientist, and it is going to be flying through the very outer atmosphere of the sun on Christmas Eve.
So today.
Today, yes. Yeah. It is very exciting adventure. If you've ever seen the pictures of the total solar eclipse and there's that bit of the sun that pokes out from behind the moon.
The crown.
The corona. Yeah. Yes. It is going to be flying through that. Uh-huh. And we've never sent anything through there before. And the corona is much hotter than the surface of the sun, and we really have no idea why.
Huh.
So we're hoping to get some understanding of what's going on with that.
Well, isn't it going to be destroyed then?
No, it was. It's only going to be in there for a very short amount of time, and it was given some very, very impressive heat shielding.
Oh.
So it is going to take a brief dip into the sun, basically.
All right. You keep us up to date?
Absolutely.
We'll see if we get any data out of it, right?
That's the hope.
All right, very good. Can you stick around a little bit?
Absolutely.
I got a special treat for you coming up in a little while.
I can't wait.
Here's Teddy Vollman. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally. Down. Oh,